everybody, and happy new year, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pictured In NPL show. And as you can all hear, the throat is back to normal. That's right. Well, not quite. I'm still a bit poorer. But don't sing your grapes or your hot Vimtos. I'm getting better, and that's the most important thing. And here to make me feel a bit more happier, it's a big welcome back to the show to Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. Happy 2024 to you.
Happy New Year, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm a bit poorly still, but I'm. It's a good job. I said this to James last week, just a makeshift show last week because my throat was giving way. On Thursday, when a normal interview managers, I'd lost my voice completely. So it's a good job we decided to do the show the way we did last week, because those interviews, it would have been terrible. But this week, I can assure you all that we will be hearing from some managers, as shortly we'll be joined by the managers at Basford United, Whitby Town and Bamber Bridge. And later, we're also going to be having a fixture preview, as we'll be joined by non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney. But, James, we've got you on to discuss all the results from Saturday and from New Year's Day. Firstly, those matches on Saturday. And first things first, let's start off with Basford United. A 2-1 victory over Marine on Saturday. What a fantastic result that is for Basford United, James. Their first victory in quite a while.
Yeah, first win in 10. But let's not forget, Basford have been picking up the odd point here and there too. Then teams down the bottom end are now picking up the pace to make other sides worry around them. And Marine missed opportunities to get himself a secured top five spot going into 2024.
Yeah, as a result of that defeat for Marine, they're in sixth position, 2 points outside the playoffs. Still awfully close with regards to that playoff line, and I'll come back to that in a second because they weren't the only team to slip up to teams down the lower end of the table. But a fantastic result for Basford United. And let's hear now from the manager at Basford, and it's a big welcome back to the show, to James Jepson.
Well, James, a big thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year to you. I hope you had a nice Christmas. And, well, it was a very good Saturday afternoon, wasn't it? What a fantastic result that was against Marine. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too. Yeah, it was good. They're a very good side. Obviously, we've had a bit of a spell in terms of conceding late goals and picking up a few defeats, but yeah, the boys played really well, and I'm not sure if you've seen the highlights, but their goal was probably the best header I've seen this year. So, yeah, it was good. Their management staff were very humble and good people. And, yeah, it was a good 3 points against a big team.
And you mentioned the late goals being conceded and the spell you've been on. We have to remember that the teams you've been playing against as well, not just Marine, but you've had to play Worksop, you had to play Geisler, Morpeth at Craig Park, Ashton, Whitby, Rylands. It's been an horrendous run of fixtures, in all fairness. So to pick any results out of that, you must be relatively happy, if I can word it like that. But like you say, the defeats you've been having, it has been through late goals.
It has, mate, yeah. And we look at the start of the month, me and Holmes, he's sort of discussed what we realistically can get out of this month. And, you know, we was clutching at straws, really, because they're all top sides. But, you know, going into games with the right attitude and believe in the squad, and yeah, it's just those fine margins, and sounds like a football cliche, but these are the teams we're up against. You know, they go right to the end, and I take it on the chin in terms of we should make subs late on and try and slow it down, but you know, refs at this level, that you know, sort of switched on to that. So yeah, we've been in games and give a good account of ourselves, and we've got feedback from opposition managers, but you know, we're still picking up the defeats. So you know, whilst it's a positive performance, you know, we needed to start turning those sort of draws and defeats into a win. And yeah, hopefully we're moving in the right direction now.
Yeah, and what character as well, because just to take you back to Boxing Day, you know, that late goal that worked.
Oh, don't, mate.
I'm sorry. But how did you go about, you know, the Marine game and coming out of Boxing Day the way you did and then coming into a game like that, where, you know, you have developed this reputation for being tough to beat, but picking up 3 points like that against Marine, that does show great character.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we trained after in the day, and I think you can take it too seriously and take it out on your players, because they're trying. I can see that. I've played myself. I can see when players are not trying. They're giving everything. At the end of the game against Worksop, they're absolutely gutted. And as a manager and a leader, you know, they mirror your sort of behaviour. So, you know, we try and be upbeat. We look at the positives. We changed his shape slightly after watching the footage, and we believe that the shape that we're playing suits us better. And I think if you kind of take it out on your players and be too harsh and pick the bones out of it too much and overcomplicate things, I think you lose the lads. And we try to keep it simple and be positive since we've come in. And the credit, though, you know, they're buying into it. They're good players. The players we've brought in over the last, 3 months since we've been in, you know, we've finally got a settled squad, and it takes time. A new squad takes time, and there's been a mass exodus of players, and we're slowly getting there, but, you know, as I said, the players deserve massive credit.
No, absolutely. And let's move on to the next game, and this is seismic, isn't it? Probably one of the games of the weekend this weekend in the league. Stafford away. Obviously, we're coming to terms with the fact that Mask have departed the league. We wait and see how that all falls with the league table and that kind of thing. But regardless of that situation, this is still a big game this weekend against Stafford.
Yes, it is, yeah. They're on the back of some good form. They're at home, so, you know, we'll probably go in. Are we underdogs? I'm not sure, but, you know, it's... The advantages with them, I'm sure the pitch will be heavy, but we've trained on grass. We're ready for the change, and I hope there's a few supporters travelled to come and see it. I hope the weather holds. It's a fixture that, you know, we've known about for a while and we've been planning for, and we'll probably change the shape and the personnel again to adapt to the conditions and how they play, but without sounding overconfident, we're going there to win. We're not going there to nick a draw. You know, it's an important game, but yeah, respect to them. They're a good club, and I'm sure they're looking to win as well. So, you know, hopefully we can be disciplined, and hopefully it's a good game for everyone, but hopefully it's one that we win.
And with regards to the second half of the season, the likes of yourselves and Mass previously and Stafford and Atherton Coles, I've been picking up results, trying to drag in teams above this relegation battle. That's something I'm imagining you want to continue in the second half of the season and drag as many teams in. So regardless of the Stafford game, you know, you have got the likes of Radcliffe and Rylands coming up, but as you've proven, if you could beat Marine, you can more or less beat anyone in this league. So up for this challenge in the second half of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Moths thing about three teams go down or whoever's played them, the points get taken off. I said to the lads last night, obviously there's a lot of talk about it, but the league will do their thing. We've got to take care of our own business. And this league is has some very good teams in it, but I class us as a very good team. And we're slowly starting to get there. I think from the mentality of, oh, we're going to try and nick something. I mean, after my first game against Hyde, you know, we didn't really play with a striker and probably wasted too much time. And we got on the ref's nerves, I think, that day, and he played about 30 minutes and they scored. So we've changed the mentality from that to, you know, being disciplined, going to try and win games, being organised. You know, we've signed some leaders in Wilder and Fenton from Ilkeston. So... yeah, we're ready. I mean, I think with the form we've had over December, even though the results haven't been entirely our way, you know, we're missing, you know, our talisman, Jordy Allen, who's out of a hamstring injury, and our captain, Matt Thornhill. So, you know, we're still missing two huge players who make us even better. So hopefully try and get one more in maybe by maybe the end of January. But this time, Ben, you know, not a lot of people are available. So we've just got to try and... go what we've got, and we're enjoying being a unit and a team, to be honest.
No, good stuff. And last question, James, just about, you've mentioned it already, about your early stages as manager at Greenwich Avenue to this point. I mean, how much are you enjoying it and looking forward to this challenge of the second half of the season?
Yeah, it's a good club. The owner's a great guy in terms of understands football. He backs us. He's passionate about it. People behind the scenes, the same. And yeah, you know, I had an offer to go to a Southern club 6 weeks in, and I declined it. And, you know, and it's a club that, to be honest with you, they have the platform to do really well. And I think that's the frustrations over the last few years. They've had some really good managers, but it's, for one other reason, it's just not worked out. So, you know, hopefully with the new signings we've made and brought the fresh blood in, hopefully... I'm the person with Danny to get this club really going and kicking on to where we hopefully should be, which is the top end of the table at this league and pushing for promotion. But like you know, it's a tough league. There's a lot of teams pushing for that. We've got to be realistic, but we've got to have goals as well.
Well, James Jepson, manager of Basford United, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations.
Thanks,
again for that victory over Marine. All the best this weekend and in the coming matches more generally. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Take care, mate.
James Jepson there, manager of Basford United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And as we discussed there, big game this weekend down towards the bottom end of the table. Basford United travelling to Stafford Rangers. And we'll, of course, have a full fixture preview for all of this weekend's matches in the league, as we'll be joined by Thomas Feeney later in the show. So a big result for Basford United. Now, obviously, we pre-record this show, and this bit of the show with James is pre-recorded on Wednesday. That's before the news that Mass United have made the decision to resign from the league. We'll obviously have more on this on next week's show as we learn more about the ramifications of this announcement. But I just wanted to throw in this little editor's note into the show. So sending our best wishes to everyone at Mask United. It does sound like from their statement that they've secured the club for the future, which is very, very positive indeed. But just sending our best to Mask and sending our best to Graham Lee as well on the news that he's now the new manager at Spennymoor Town. So sending our best to everyone involved. And just wanted to mention that now in the show, just about timings of recordings and that kind of thing. Well, back to the results now from Saturday afternoon. And one last result from Saturday, and that was a brilliant victory for Stafford Rangers. A 3-1 win at Matlock Town. And Stafford Rangers, James, following on from that Boxing Day win over Gainsborough Trinity, 6 points from the festive week. Exactly what Stafford were after.
Yeah, and these are two valuable wins straight away. And I think I said last week, the game against Gainsborough Trinity, the 4-0 win. I don't think a lot of people expected them to go to Matlock on the Saturday as well and get the result. They had a fantastic goal, if you've not seen it yet, as well, by Mr. Sean Cook for the third one. Go watch it. It's in the Goal of the Month competition. Even though I've not picked the finalists yet, it's got to be in there. So still a bit of work to do, but going forward as well, they've got form on the side a little bit and they're doing it fantastically. The goal scoring efforts at the moment.
Yeah. Well, there are the results from Saturday in the league, but we also had some matches on New Year's Day. Big derby at the Horsfall Stadium, a crucial game for both clubs. Bradford Park Avenue trying to get themselves towards that relegation line. Geisler trying to get themselves towards that playoff line. It went the way of Geisler, a 1-0 victory in Bradford on Monday, James. Big win that one for Geisler, and getting back to winning ways after a little bump in the road against Mass United on Boxing Day.
Yeah, it leaves the playoff race very, very interesting at this moment in time, because you've got seven sides split by 2 points in the table at the moment. But yeah, you always want to win your derby games and come back from the result against Mask United on Boxing Day. Just puts them back into the situation a little bit, really.
Yeah, one of the results of New Year's Day took place in Lincolnshire at the North Home. Gainsborough Trinity beating Worksop Town by 2-0. Worksop Town had got themselves on a decent run of form, a decent unbeaten run. Gainsborough, the complete opposite. They were on a streak of defeats, getting back to winning ways there in Lincolnshire, and pretty crucial as well, given everything that was going on beneath them in the league table recently.
Yeah, I mean, same as what we said about Stafford Rangers, Gainsborough needed to get that form back. 5 straight defeats and they've not won a game since the middle of November, which would be Bradford Park Avenue themselves. So Gainsborough just needs to get back onto winning ways a bit. A good attendance from it as well for the New Year's Day fixtures. Yeah, Gainsborough Trinity just getting back into winning form a little bit.
And you mentioned the crowd there as well at the North Home. Fantastic crowd, 1,200, just over 1,200 there in Lincolnshire on Monday. Big crowd as well at Ewan Fields, just shy of 1,000 for the local derby between Hyde United and Ashton United. And the supporters there in attendance were served up a 2-2 draw. Jake Charles scoring a late in the day equaliser for Ashton United, getting them a point. It was always going to be a close game between these two teams, and it did finish Hyde United 2, Ashton United 2 in the end.
Yeah, for Hyde United, that 7 was unbeaten at this moment in time, but 5 draws out of 6, the only win against Radcliffe a couple of weeks ago. With Ashton and Hyde, they'll be happy with that result at the same time, particularly with Marines drop points at weekend. Ashton United as well, coming back off 2 defeats. but they're both obviously right involved with the playoff race at the moment.
Yeah, very much involved in the playoff race. They're on the same number of points, 39 points, just 2 points outside the playoff positions, all very close. A team trying to get involved in the playoff race is Lancaster City. They obviously had a little setback with a defeat against Bamber Bridge, but they bounced back on Monday with a fantastic 3-2 victory over Atherton Coles. And Atherton Coles once again proving to be very, very tricky indeed. Lancaster City, Nick Evangelinos and Jacob Wilkinson actually scoring. Lancaster City having to come from behind to pick up those 3 points there. Atherton Coles were considering themselves unlucky. And Lancaster City now 8 points from the playoff line. They do have games in hand as well over the teams between themselves and Whitby Town in fifth position. In the playoffs, we've got Warrington Rylands and Macclesfield. The two went head-to-head on Monday. Brilliant crowd at Gorsey Lane, just shy of 1,200 there in Cheshire. And it finished Warrington Rylands 2, Macclesfield 3. John Rooney there scoring a hat-trick. Big 3 points for Macclesfield.
Yeah, indeed so. And I said a couple of weeks ago, the Radcliffe Rylands game was a heavyweight. I was actually at this match as well. But yeah, absolute heavyweight tussle again. Macclesfield leading it to 20 minutes to go to get the winner. John Rooney hat-trick. Fantastic goal to win the game as well. Everyone's 3 points behind Warrington Rylands. So we've got into a situation where the top nine, I know Radcliffe has still got the 4 points, but it's opening the second part of the season right up again. So we've got potentially nine sides there. And let's not forget the likes of teams below them who are still on form too. It's going to be a very interesting part of the season coming to 2024 as it stands.
Yeah, it really is. And just a reminder, speaking of Macclesfield, next week we will be looking ahead to the fourth round of the FA Trophy, and we will be catching up with Alex Bruce, the Macclesfield boss, as well as Radcliffe, of course, and Nantwich Town. But also, fingers crossed for Warsaw Wood. Although, James, they were meant to play tonight. That was their fourth attempt, was it?
Fifth
attempt, blimey, to play this game in the third round of the FA Trophy against Colville Town. Unfortunately, that game, it was reversed, wasn't it? Back to Colville. So Colville struggled to get the game on this time round. So again, it keeps going. But hopefully we'll also hear from Ian Long. They'll have played that game and will have progressed through. But it's turned into quite an event in itself, just trying to get the fixture played in the third round between Colville Town and our very own Warsaw Wood. But a big good luck to Warsaw Wood in getting the game played, but also for getting through to the fourth round, fingers crossed. But we will have those FA Trophy interviews on next week's show. But speaking of interviews, let's go to our next guest. And that takes us to this result from New Year's Day. Whitby Town 3, Ilkeston Town 0. A fantastic result for Whitby Town. Sees the North Yorkshire club up to fifth position now in the league table. Big result for Whitby. Now just 3 points behind Warrington Rylands. But it is on a knife edge because Whitby Town are also 2 points ahead of ninth placed Ashton United. So that's how close it is at the moment. But certainly a good result on Monday in front of a very healthy crowd there of just over 1,000 at the Turnbull Ground. And let's hear from the Whitby Town manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Nathan Haslam. Well, Nathan, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you. And well, it's been a very good festive period, to say the least. A 1-0 win against Morpeth, a 3-0 win against Ilkeston. How's this past week gone?
Yeah, like you just said, it's been a good Christmas period for us. Difficult conditions at home on the home pitch, and obviously very diverse against Morpeth on their 3G pitch. But no, we've come through it really well, and we're looking forward to hopefully a strong second half of the season.
And well, the first half of the season hasn't been too bad. I mean, form wise, looking back over the last 10 games, you've got the second best form in the league at the moment. So what's the mood at the club like more generally? Because we go back to the Lancaster defeat, it's 6 games unbeaten now with 4 wins in there.
Yeah, it's the mood generally around the club's been brilliant from the get-go, from the start of the season, really. As you know, wins creates confidence, and I think we've got a group full of confidence at this moment in time, and that's reflective among the fan base. I think they're very, very optimistic moving into the second half of the season, but we don't look too far ahead with the games, and you know, it's the old cliche, but the Lancaster game, losing 2-1 there, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. We've just got to reset and go again, and that's what we've done.
And with regards to that mental strength that the team's obviously got, this comes on the back of a brilliant FA Cup run. I think that was the last time we spoke ahead of the Bristol Rovers game. And obviously, you know, Bristol Rovers are Bristol Rovers, and eventually the FA Cup runs do come to an end. But you must be delighted with the response.
I am, because normally your form normally slips off after FA Cup runs, and I've had that in the past. But to be fair, if I go back as far as Warrington Rylands, which was our third loss at home back in September, I think, we've only lost 2 in 15 in the league from that particular point. So, you know, it's good form, but the lads are under no illusion. It's a tough league, and we've just got to keep overachieving and keep churning out them results.
Yeah, and like you touched upon, I mean, the wheels can come off after an FA Cup run like that, but it's not just picking up the morale and that kind of thing. It's also about fitting in all the games, and yourselves, yeah, and Marine and Worksop, you did have the games in hand. It's easier said than done, but you've done it and you've caught up, and here you are inside the playoff positions.
Yeah, I think it's a testament to the squad, to be fair, because like every club, we've had our injuries. And lads have stepped in and done very, very well, which, you know, that's what you want. We've had Colby Shepherd out for a while, who's been unbelievable this season at left back, and Aswell, who's played a number of positions, has gone in and done a remarkable job for us. The strikers, they're all contributing to goals, and like I say, anyone who's stepped into the team, they've come in and done a proper job for us. So again, it's a testament to the group of people that we've got there.
And just going back to goal scoring, and you know, and you got the likes of Junior Mundal and Jacob Grattan, and you know, it's a good team, isn't it, that you've got, and they are scoring plenty of goals all of a sudden.
Yeah, they've proved it over, you know, half a season. They've definitely been doing the business collectively as individuals and as a group. But I think the biggest thing with our team is the way the goals have been shared out. With, you know, although Junior and Gratz are, you know, complementing each other and adding to the goal charts and the assists, I think we've had 15 goal scorers within the group, which is brilliant. Like, everyone might have scored. So it's great, really. And that's the nice thing. You know, you're going to pick up injuries. So what we do know is that if we're missing any of these guys at the top end who are not scoring, we know we've got people who can come in and do it as well. So they're all shared out, and it's a testament to everybody involved.
And I do feel like I have to mention the defence as well. It'd be remiss of me not to mention that, because, you know, in this run of games that you've had, we've already mentioned the 1-0 against Morpeth, the 1-0 against Stafford, but there was that 1-0 result, wasn't there, against Radcliffe as well. So defensively, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, I had a chat about this with my management team only last week, to be fair, and you know, we had a brilliant start to the season, and we kind of lost 3 quite quickly, and it turned us a little bit. But what we did at that point was we worked massively on our defensive element. We were scoring a lot of goals, but we were conceding a lot of goals as well. I think we played 7 games and conceded 14 at the time, averaging 2 a game. Again, like you've said, it's improved markedly really for us, because we've played another 15 games since then. Only conceded 14 goals, so we're conceding less than a goal a game now. So yeah, we've definitely tightened up at the back end. We're still scoring at the top end, and it's certainly a good formula moving forward.
And obviously, we've had the news about Mass, so we don't know how the league table's gonna fit round this news this past week. But currently, like I said, you're in fifth, inside the playoffs, just 3 points off Warrington Rylands in second, as things stand in the league table. Yeah. I mean, it is awfully close, but you're exactly where you want to be, I'm imagining.
Yeah, we want to be amongst it, of course we do. It gives something for the fans to shout about, and it keeps our season alive, because you want to achieve things, you know, and for a club like ours, it's always the aim to get into the playoffs. Realistically, it's tough. But this year, at this particular point, we're bang amongst it, and you know, there's probably 9 or 10 clubs up there that think they've still got a chance to get in there. So ultra competitive, as it always is. We've just got to keep going, and what will be, but it's, you know, we've got some nice juicy ties coming up, and yes, the games that we look forward to.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got 3 of those teams coming up in quick succession, haven't you?
Yeah.
Works up away this weekend, then Warrington Rylands away, and then a midweek against Geisler in the middle of the month. It is a particularly tough set of matches coming up, but you've done it already in this first half of the season, haven't you? So, but it's still going to be challenging.
Yeah, but always challenging. Obviously, sticky pitches, winter, it's people got injuries, people got suspensions. You know, the season's not going to be defined over the next 3 games, but the aim's always to beat the teams in and around you. And like, we're looking at those 3 games as you are, as tough games, they'll be looking at us exactly the same way. So, you know, I don't think anything's going to be won or lost, but it'll certainly go a long way from a psychological point of view if we can pick up some points in those games, without a doubt.
Yeah, and this is the beauty of this league, if you will. It might not necessarily be beautiful at the time for the managers, but, you know, you've got these three games coming up, tough games. You know, you get 9 points out of that, then happy days, great stuff. But you could quite easily slip up in the in the following three games when you've got to finish the month off with Lancaster, Matlock and Workington away. So, I mean, this is it now, isn't it? We're in the second half of the season, we're in the running.
Yeah, listen, they're all hard games. You get this every week off managers, you know. I mean, Basford have gone to Macclesfield and drew. Bradford Park Avenue have gone to Macclesfield and won. There's upsets every week, and more so now because there's teams fighting for survival as well. And you always find an upturn in form of the teams at the bottom end of the table. That goes without saying. So it's whether we're playing the top of the league, Radcliffe, whether it's Guiseley, who are obviously banging form, whether you play the team at the bottom. You know, if you take your foot off, you know, you're going to lose on your guard every game, and you're going to be firing on cylinders to get anything from them.
Yeah, and just a closing question, Nathan. I mean, we've already touched upon it, but this run of games coming up, it's a tough January, but been such a brilliant first half of the season for Whitby with where you are in the league, plus the cup runs, of course. How much are you looking forward to this second part of the season, not just these upcoming matches with Worksop and Rylands and Guiseley's coming up, but more generally, and what's possible at the Turnbull Ground?
Listen, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited. I think for all clubs, the month of January and February, it's just about getting through them. Those winter conditions, you've got some real difficult pitches in that. For us, you know, we've got a footballing team. They can battle and they do work hard. It's about obviously picking up as many points as we can. Sometimes it's not pretty. You've got to grind it out. But I certainly think as we get closer to the spring and the pitches improve a little bit, I think that'll see us in a better light from a footballing perspective. But I've got some key bodies coming back at the end of this month as well, some long-term casualties. So hopefully it's going to be a strong finish for us.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Nathan Haslam, manager of Whitby Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Once again, a big Happy New Year to you and everyone at Whitby Town. Good luck in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Top man. Thanks, Ben.
Nathan Haslam there, manager of Whitby Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitched In NPL show. And finally, for this week's results roundup, let's go to Bamber Bridge. A 2-2 draw for Bamber Bridge on Monday away at Workington, James. And Bamber Bridge, that's 5 games now unbeaten, including 3 victories in this latest run for Bamber Bridge.
Going into the new year, both sides picking up form. And again, just getting away from that little bit of a fight down the bottom of the table. I think that's what the main purpose was for the last few weeks of both of them sides. What is it now? 13 points clear of the relegation zone. Something they don't have to worry about with that result.
Yeah, both teams on 32 points in the league table. Even though the 15th and 16th, that is, I think you could class that as mid-table in this league because it's very top-heavy at the moment, how close it all is, of course. But a good result for Bamber Bridge on Bank Holiday Monday. And let's hear now from the Bamber Bridge manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Jamie Milligan.
Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us and Happy New Year to you. And in the midst of a very good run at Bamber Bridge, 5 games unbeaten now after the festive period. How's it going?
Cheers, Ben. Yeah, great to see you again, mate. Yeah, it's over the Christmas period. We've done great. We've got 10 points out of 12. Before that, I think we got spanked by Marine 4-0, which was deservedly as well, which sometimes it can kickstart you again when you get a result like that. But overall, out of the games over the Christmas period, out of these games, the last 4 games, we haven't played great either. And that's the strange thing, because at the start of the season, we've been playing teams and played really well and should have won and haven't. Now, these last 4 games, we haven't been great and won. So it's a little bit strange. That's football for you, I suppose. But I think I prefer to have the points at the minute.
And going back to the actual results themselves, I mean, going back to you know, the Boxer Day win against Lancaster City, always good to pick up points there in a bit of a derby game, but also handy as well to pick up a late goal to seal the win. And I'm imagining that made Christmas a little bit better.
100%, yeah, because we were all, the first half we were awful. We could have been, seriously, we could have been 5-0 down. We were that bad. Luckily, we were only 1-0 down, and then it was a great derby game as well. Like, the pitch wasn't great, but it was a great crowd, and it was just a good game in general. And we nicked one to equalise, and then Jack Baxter scored an absolute worldie last minute. And that's just football, because really, they should have been out of sight. We were that bad in the first half, but that's just the way it's gone for us at the minute. And it was the same for Workington. We're 2-0 down at half time and come back and could have nicked it again. And that's just the way it's going at the minute. But every credit to our lads, because they do try and play, everyone knows that, but they've dug in and we rarely win like we did against Lancaster.
And you touched upon it there, the Workington result as well. I mean, do you see, I mean, Bamber Bridge for long periods, just nowhere near the relegation battle points-wise, but certainly positional-wise in the lower half of mid-table, let's say. But have you seen a step change in recent weeks as well? Because that late win there against Lancaster, getting two goals back against Workington, do you feel there's a bit of belief in the camp now as we head into the second half of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think after that game against Marine, the lads were a little bit down and I could just see it. And I don't want them to be like that. Like, one thing I say to the boys, like, before every single game is make sure you enjoy it. Make sure you enjoy your football regardless, because your career goes in a second. So whatever you do, make sure you enjoy it and do the basics right. And they are good lads. They are really good lads. And they've rarely let me down this season. And listen, we're going to win games. We're going to lose games because of the way we are and the way we play. But in general, I think if you take them, I think we've got 10 draws at the minute. I think realistically, I've been over them. We should have won 4 or 5 of them. And that puts us another, 8-10 points on the board. So that's football, I suppose, isn't it? But yeah, they've done great, the lads.
It's 11 draws, actually, Jamie. And
11, is it? Yeah. But there you go, yeah. It puts us right back, right in there. But like you say, we were down there for a while without really, I wasn't worried about it really, and I was more concerned. And I think the lads were a bit set back by the way I was saying, listen, I still want to get in them playoffs. I want to get near them playoffs. And that's the belief I try and put into the lads and always make them try and look up and instead of looking down, because the squad we've got and the lads we've got, I don't think the relegations are going to be a problem.
No, I mean, I was going to say, I mean, when you look at the league table now, you're not a million miles off, you know, if you carry on this run of form, you're not too far off the playoff line if the truth be known. But I was going to mention, you've got those draws, but you've only been beaten 6 times, and that's, I mean, Radcliffe have been beaten 5 times this season in the league,
yeah.
And Worksop 6 and Macclesfield 6. So, like you say, if you turn those draws into wins, then you're not a million miles off, are you? And back where you want to be.
Yeah, exactly, Ben. And that's what the lads have got to remember, because we've played Radcliffe and probably should have got a result there. Worksop the same. It's a bit of a mad league, because, like every manager will say, any team can beat anybody on the day. There is good teams out there which have got good players, I get that. But we have a good changing room and good lads, which at the end of the day, you can nick your points.
Now, unfortunately, we've been covering the situation at Mask, and you're at the sharp end of this, because you were due to play Mask this weekend. So, I mean, how do you go about this now, this free weekend? Do you get the boys in on Saturday, or how do you go about this?
Yeah, it's a tough one, because we needed to play it really to get the points, but I don't know what's going to happen with it points wise because we've already played them away and got beat, so I'm not sure whether that'll work for us or against us. I'm not sure yet, but yeah, we'll train as normal, and then I'll try and probably catch a game somewhere and watch a game in our league somewhere. So yeah, just a normal session for the boys really, and then we'll train again Tuesday and get ready for the game Saturday.
Yeah, because then we look ahead to Guiseley a week on Saturday, and looking a bit further ahead after Guiseley, because ordinarily I would focus on the Mass game this weekend, but we'll look ahead towards the back end of January, because you've got a particularly tough run of games. You've got Lancaster in the quarterfinals of the Lancashire Trophy. You've got Marine, Radcliffe, Macclesfield. It's a crucial month coming up, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I've seen it. It's a great month to have games back-to-back like that, and like you say, if we can nick some results, 2 or 3 out of them, 2 even, then I'd be more than happy. But like I say, we're going to go into it like we're going to every other game and attack teams and see where that gets us. But there's no reason why we can't.
No, exactly. I was going to say, I mean, you've drawn against Hyde, you've drawn against Worksop. Radcliffe only just got past you, so they should be fearful of you as well.
Yeah, of course you should, yeah, because we played Hyde the other week and they got a last-minute penalty, and we were the miles better team, and their management will say that. And we played Radcliffe, and we give a good account of ourselves, and probably should have got a result there as well. So yeah, there's nothing to fear, nothing at all to fear.
Just mentioning the league table and how things are at the moment, I mean, between 10th and 16th, Morpeth and FC United, there's just, what's that, 3 points separating those sides. This pack in mid-table, all very, very capable of going on a run. So as we head into this second half of the season, what are your expectations for what's possible at Bamber Bridge?
I want the lads to get in the playoffs. I want them to experience it like we did last year. And there's no reason why we can't. If we can stay away from injuries and keep our loans with us, then there's no reason why we can't sneak in there or get in there. Do you know what I mean? It can happen, like you say. I think if somebody puts a run of 2 or 3, 4 games together, they find themselves climbing that table quite easy. And it was the same last season for a while. The league was really tight, wasn't it, until after Christmas time, and then it started to edge away sort of thing. But yeah, we'll just keep doing what we're doing and see what happens then.
And just a final question, Jamie, just about this run that the club's on at the moment. Like I said, 5 games unbeaten, there's 3 victories in there as well. I mean, how much are you enjoying things as we head into this second part of the season?
Yeah, I love it. I enjoy it. I love game day. I love training the lads. I'm not so keen on the other side of things, which I suppose every manager has to put up with. But yeah, being around the lads and in the changing room and match days, I love it like every other manager will say. Yeah, I'm still enjoying it. I still want to improve, and I still want to manage at a higher level. I've never hid away from that, but I've just got to keep doing what I'm doing and keep playing a certain way, and hopefully try and win something which will help me and the players go up a level, I suppose.
Well, Jamie Milligan, manager of Bamba Bridge, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Didn't mention it is your birthday this week, so happy birthday to you as well. Have a good weekend, and all the best of the coming matches, and we'll catch up again soon.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, man.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamba Bridge, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And James, we're going to be hearing from Thomas Fina in a second with all the fixtures for this weekend back in the league. But it's been very stormy and very wintry outside. So best check social media channels as well before setting off to your game. But assuming your game's on as well, how can people keep across this very action-packed weekend to come in the Northern Premier League?
Yeah, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's Northern Premier League. And then on YouTube, Threads, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll be catching up again next week.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's NPL show. Just a reminder that bit of the show was recorded before the news that Mask United have resigned from the league. As a result of that news as well, this weekend's match between Bamba Bridge and Mask United will obviously not be taking place now. So heading into our fixture preview chat, there are all the disclaimers with regards to where we are currently with this show recording. But a big welcome back to the show now for 2024 to Mr. Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. Hello, Thomas, how are you?
Hello, I'm not too bad, thank you. Happy 2024.
Exactly. Happy 2024, everyone. But obviously, we come into this fixture preview with that news. It's news which will have an effect on the league table, but at time of recording, we don't know what that effect is because it's not been ratified or confirmed or anything like that. So at this stage, we're going to go through this fixture preview and just tell you the league table as is at time of recording. And we'll kick things off talking about Radcliffe league leaders, and they're hosting Workington this weekend. I should say this is going to be Luke Joyce's last game on the pitch. And it's quite fitting, actually, because Danny Granger's obviously the manager at Workington. I'm pretty sure the pair played together at Carlisle United. I'm pretty sure without checking the Wikipedia entries. But should be a good afternoon to send Luke Joyce off to his next venture in the world of football. It's going to be a tough game, though, for Radcliffe, isn't it? Who've now got this 4-point lead up at the top after the festive period.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think if you'd have gone into December and looked at them fixtures, you'd have gone, there's some tough games for Radcliffe. And obviously, the two toughest games out of the three, they lost both of them. So I think the importance of this for them is now get back-to-back wins after those few results. And obviously, you know, that win against Bradford Park Avenue. And, you know, like you said, with Workington, I think the big thing for them is their away form, a loss against Atherton last time round, 4-3 away from home. But before then, a good point against Ashton, a good point against Marina, a good point against Whitby Town, a win against Basford United. So their away form, they've definitely been able to pick some points. And before that, it was the 4-3 against Guiseley, which was a really tough game.
Yes, and with Radcliffe, with that 4-point lead up at the top, watching on will be Warrington Rylands, who are currently in second position. This is game of the weekend, or one of them certainly, as they take on Ashton United. How close is it at the minute, Thomas, down to 9th position in the league table? I mean, there's not much separating everyone, is there? What is it, 2 points between 3rd and 9th at the moment? Ashton United currently in 9th, taking on 2nd place Warrington Rylands. It's a tough game, this one, for Rylands.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think with Warrington, the way that their away form has been. Obviously, they're unbeaten this season away from home in the league, and it's been an incredible job done by the side. But again, you talk about the importance of momentum. A team like Warrington Rylands, you know, right now, they're doing really well. A couple of results go against them and a couple of defeats, and they find themselves out the playoff places. That is just how tight it is for them. So they know the importance of getting the win. But again, Ashton United, last few results, I think that draw against Tide United, really good point, especially how they got that. A couple of defeats before that as well. So, you know, they're a team that will be looking to try and regain the momentum.
Yes, and I was committal for a split second, then I became non-committal about Game of the Weekend. I committed to it initially, Ashton United against Warrington Rylands, but then I went, oh, you know what, maybe it's this one. In fact, maybe it's this one. Worksop Town against Whitby Town. Nothing separating these two teams, barring goal difference, both on 41 points, third hosting fifth. Apart from the goal difference, the other thing that separates these two teams is Whitby have a game in hand. Crucial game, this one, for Whitby, isn't it? Crucial game for Worksop too. Massive.
Massive game, yeah. And I think that whole thing of points on the board, games in hand, Whitby Town have kind of got that ace up the sleeve, haven't they? Just having that game in hand, because you look at the run of form they've been on the last few weeks. Again, another team where you look at going into December, some really tough games, but some really good results gained from that, and going to places like Morpeth Town and getting a win, that's never an easy feat. So it's been, you know, it's been a really good couple of weeks for the side. But again, they'll be looking at where they are and thinking they've kind of got that insurance policy almost, in that they've got that game in hand. But again, if they were to beat Worksop, and, you know, you look at how Worksop have been doing the last few weeks, obviously, you know, that loss against Gainsborough is disappointing, but apart from that, recently, some decent results. So it's just another really tough game. And yeah, I think this is the one you would have to say is Game of the Weekend, just for what is on the line and how tight it is between the two teams.
Yeah, it's a mammoth game this weekend between Worksop Town and Whitby Town. What about Macclesfield? Macclesfield currently sitting in fourth. This team's in and around the playoffs, around Macclesfield at the moment, who we've just discussed, are taking on each other this weekend. There is a chance Macclesfield could end the afternoon on Saturday in second position. That said, the take on Lancaster City, how buoyed will they be after that Atherton Coles comeback? They're 8 points outside the playoffs. Tricky game, this one, for Lancaster, but Macclesfield will be buoyed from that Rylands result.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for Macclesfield, in terms of their results, obviously that loss against Bradford Park Avenue and then a draw against Workington, for a team that have those ambitions and aims to gain promotion. But then since then, that win against Warrington Rylands is a massive 3 points for the side. And you've got two teams that kind of 3-2 wins in the last game. Both of them will be thinking, right, we've got a real chance here to try and keep that momentum going. Obviously, it'd be a massive result for Lancaster if they are able to gain anything against Macclesfield.
Now, we've already been committal, kind of thing, with regards to Ashton United against Warrington Rylands. Then Thomas went, you know what? This one here, Worksop against Whitby Town, that's game of the day. Can't really argue with that. So I'm going to throw this one out there. The hipster NPL show, game of the weekend. Marine taking on Hyde United. Both teams on 39 points. Again, the only separation between these two teams is goal difference in favour of Marine at this point. 8 goals better off at this stage. Marine also have a game in hand. But Hyde United have been pretty difficult to beat, to say the least, recently. It's going to be a tough game, this one. It'll be interesting to see how Marine react to that defeat on Saturday against Basford. But Hyde, it's just been draws if they're not performing well, and they've had plenty of them recently.
Well, I think the big thing for Hyde is it's kind of one of those, if you're not at your best, you'd rather get a point than nothing. But the last 5 games, obviously, 4 draws and a win, but that win was against Radcliffe. So, you know, you kind of put a marker down for a victory, that would be it. And yeah, I mean, you look at Marine before that Basford loss, they'd been going away quite nicely. But now all of a sudden that loss, it kind of, I suppose it sharpens the senses for them, because if they'd won that game, they'd be third right now, going into another crucial game. So, you know, there's plenty on the line for both teams.
Yes, and obviously, Thomas, let's move on to Guiseley now. Guiseley with a very good 1-0 win against Bradford Park Avenue on New Year's Day.
Follow on as well, and we do need to mention this. Guys are obviously beaten by Mask United, and not many teams up in the top half of the table have been defeated by Mask United in this first half of the season. Obviously, at this stage, we don't know how the points are going to fall, but we do have to bear that in mind with Geisler, that they're currently sitting in eighth. With that result there, we wait and see what's going to happen, but that could have a impact on where Geisler are in the league table at the moment. Taking on Gainsborough this weekend, Gainsborough with a victory this past week. What do you think? Because Geisler have just been getting on with things, haven't they? Barring that Mass result.
Yeah, I've got to say that result, Mass deserved it. You know, they were absolutely incredible, and kind of going into that game, there was so much being said about Mass because really fighting for the survival of the club, never mind just staying in the division. And you know, it's great news from us that they've been able to keep the club going. You know, in the grander scheme of things, that is the main thing. Obviously, it's a shame that that decision to leave the league has been made. But obviously, due to the finances involved, you know, it's an understandable one. But for guys, they kind of been a really, really good month apart from that result. And it was so important for a reaction to be got. And that win against Bradford Park Avenue, you know, really good Reece Kendall goal on New Year's Day, did it. But you look at Gainsborough Trinity and where they are, and you know, some disappointing results recently, but then a really, really good win against Worksop Town. And that, I think, it kind of amongst the pigeons a bit, isn't it? In that people might have gone, guys, they'll win that one. All of a sudden, you're looking and thinking, if Gainsborough can put in the performance and the result they got last time, they've got a great chance of getting something. So it's another really tough game to call.
Yes, and obviously that's the top nine of the table covered. Then there's a gap of 5 points currently between Ashton United in ninth and Morpeth Town in tenth. That takes us on to our next set of fixtures. And just, is there anyone in that mid-table pack between Morpeth Town and probably down to FC United in 16th who in the coming weeks can get themselves a lot closer towards those teams who are competitive towards that playoff line? Let's start things off with Morpeth Town. They're taking on Bradford Park Avenue this weekend. Again, everything that's up in the air at the minute with the departure of Mask United from the league, we don't know where the relegation line is, and we've not really worked out how that impacts upon the likes of Bradford Park Avenue, Stafford and Atherton Coles. Safe to say, though, Bradford Park Avenue needs to start winning games, don't they? So this is a tough game, this one, for Morpeth, who will be glad that it's at their place as well, of course.
Yeah, you know, I think you look at Morpeth's home form over the last how many months, you know, a couple of losses recently at home, but before that, you know, their home form has been so important. And for them, it really is a case they'll want to be starting that again, kind of, you know, making that place a fortress. And you look at Park Avenue, you know, obviously that incredible win against Macclesfield, and you're kind of looking and thinking, you know, could that be the starting point for their season, really? But then since then, three defeats in a row against three teams that are aiming at the right end of the table. But I think Danny Whittaker knows the task at hand, and he's mentioned that, you know, they're looking at getting a few more players and they're looking at what they can do. But obviously, you know, we're already entering that stage where you need to be getting points on the board. You need to be picking up a couple of results here and there, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and that's very much the case with Atherton Coles as well, who at one point towards the end of the New Year's Day fixtures were staring at the chance of getting 7 points from the festive week, which would have been brilliant considering, you know, one of those games was against Warrington Rylands and, you know, against Lancaster City and Workington. It would have been an epic festive week for Dave Chadwick's side. That said, they obviously suffered a defeat against Lancaster City. It will be interesting to see how they bounce back because they have been competitive over Christmas, Atherton Coles. Tough game, this one, for Matlock Town, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, for Atherton, it's kind of one of those where they're not caught adrift at all right now, but they know the importance of getting results, and they really do need to be picking up a couple of results here and there in the short space of time. The big thing for them is, with the losses they've had, though, they've shown a fight with them. You know, it hasn't been Marine result aside, and Marine that night were absolutely incredible, I've got to say. That loss against Lancaster and also the loss against Whitby Town, you know, scoring two goals and losing the game must be so frustrating for them, but it does show that they've got goals in the side and they've got that fight for them. But Matlock are one of them teams, they'll be looking and thinking, if they can go on the run that they had gone on previously, they can be looking right at the playoff places. So it's another really important games at both ends of the table.
Yeah, Matlock Town currently sitting 11th, dead centre in with regards to the league table, 5 points behind Ashton United, Guiseley, Hyde United and Marine. So if results go a certain way this weekend, they could get back right close towards that playoff line, of course. Also looking on will be the likes of Ilkeston and FC United. This is a proper clash in mid-table land this weekend at the new Manor Ground. Ilkeston against FC. FC, obviously, their match with Radcliffe was postponed on the Saturday. Ilkeston Town with three straight defeats currently in the league. They'll be wanting to get back to winning ways. Interesting game, this one, actually. This is the intriguing game of the weekend between these two.
Well, I think there's a bit of bias showing there from yourself.
I'm stroking my beard. That's why I thought it was intriguing. But anyway.
No, you know, it's really interesting for FC United because obviously one of the few teams that had a break on New Year's, and it's, would you rather be playing, keeping the momentum going, you know, because two wins before that, or would you rather have that little break? And I think that's where it, for me, you look at it and think, I'm not sure which way you'd go with that. For Ilkeston, obviously, it's been a disappointing couple of results for them, a disappointing festive period, but they'll look and think they've got to get back to winning ways at home. And obviously, you know, their home form has been a bit hit and miss with some decent results, but some disappointing ones as well. So it is one of those games that is so tough to call because they are two teams that right now you're looking and thinking they don't need to go on stupid runs to be really in consideration for a playoff place, but they need to keep momentum going. And whichever team can win this one, we'll probably be looking and thinking, you know what, let's look at the right end of the table rather than looking below it.
And finally, we've mentioned some massive games this weekend, but we might as well finish on a high. And this is a very, very important game down towards the bottom end of the table. Stafford Rangers taking on Basford United. Stafford with back-to-back wins in the league. Basford coming off a mere victory over Marine. A fantastic result there on Saturday. Both teams, you could argue, have got a spring in the step, which considering where they are in the league table, they've not had that spring in the step that much this season thus far. This one's a big game.
Yeah, because again, it is that thing of momentum. And you look at Stafford Rangers, a great win against Gainsborough Trinity and then a fantastic win away at Matlock. They would tend to lose at home. You know, it would take a shine off them. Well, for Basford, beating Marine, you know, a tough couple of losses before that as well, really tight games against Guiseley and Worksop Town. You know, they were to win this game, all of a sudden two wins in a row, you know, good results picked up. And again, it is just kind of that thing of how tight this league is. It's when a team gains momentum and when a team loses momentum, that's the key thing. And both these teams will be looking and thinking, we've got to maintain it and see what happens going forward.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, everyone, do check social media channels before setting off to your game on Saturday. And for all the latest news from the league, the npl.co.uk and, of course, football web pages. But Thomas Fina, big thank you for a job well done. Happy New Year to you. Just before you go, just a quick plug for your work and, of course, the links for the radio coverage this weekend as Guiseley take on Gainsborough Trinity at Nevermore. Cool.
Yeah, well, you can follow me on whatever that social media site is called now. It's at Tomasini, and Guiseley Radio will be providing commentary for the Gainsborough Trinity game this weekend.
Good stuff. Thomas, have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Speak to you in a bit, mate.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining me on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the NPL show. Just some breaking news as we go to air with the show this week, and that's surrounding Lancaster City. It's been announced that Andy Teague, interim manager and captain at the club, has left Lancaster City in the last 24 hours or so. Simon Grand will continue in interim charge for the upcoming matches against Macclesfield and Radcliffe, but just sending our best wishes to Andy, who, of course, we had on the show last week. It's been a very good run of form at the Giant Axe as they head towards this weekend's match at the Moss Rose. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you to not just Thomas Feeney, but also to James Hayes, as well as all the managers who've joined me on this week's show. Remember, for the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.